A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Kuf Mem Ches, Shabbos 148b, pagination 296. Our topic this morning is when silence is a virtue. Let's begin from the third line. Va'omar le'rova bar Rav Chanan la'abaye. Tanan we learned. Lo misapkim, you're not allowed to clap. V'lo mitapchim, you're not allowed to bang on the heart. They used to do this. It was like a style by a funeral, but there was a style that they used to bang. V'lo miraktim b'yomtiv, and you're not allowed to dance. These things are not allowed to be done on yomtiv. And the reason we're told is because shema yisakin kalei shir. We're worried that if you start doing these things that are musically oriented, clapping to a beat, banging in certain ways, dancing, we're worried that you'll get involved in musical instruments, and if something would break, you would fix it, and that would be makeh bepatish, the final hammer blow category, where you finish something and make it usable. So in any case, there were certain restrictions. Ask the Gemara, v'kochazina da'avdin v'lo amrina luhu v'lo midi. We see that people do clap on Shabbos, Yom Tov, and they do bang, and they do dance, and we don't say anything to them. Interesting. If it's prohibited, so why don't you say something? It says in the Pasuk, kochech tochiach hazam isecha, you should bring clarity to your friend, and we're not doing it. Okay. So the Gemara says on the next line, "Ulitaimeich," and according to you, "Hada Amar Rava." This that Rava said a different case. "Laleisev inishapuma delechaye." A person should not sit at the edge of a enclosed area by an eruv. "Dilma miganda lechefetz," lest he drop a item and it falls into the other rishus by mistake. And you might take the step out to retrieve it. So we don't want you sitting at the edge of the Eruv enclosure, because the thing might go out, and you're going to bring it back. Ask the Gemara, we see that people do it, and no one says a word. So it's a proof from a totally different angle, totally different case, but it's the same theme. Ella, what's the answer? Hanach li Yisrael, leave Jews, mutav shiyushogigim vayiyu mezidim. Better they should do it by mistake, and they shouldn't do it on purpose. And that would be the answer why we allow the dancing on Shabbos. It's wrong, the Gemara is saying. But we don't object, because better they should do it by mistake than they should do it on purpose. In other words, they wouldn't listen to us. And the same thing at the edge of an Eruv, they wouldn't listen to us. So better we shouldn't tell them, and they should be doing whatever they're doing by mistake. Sava mina, he thought, hanimi libidrabanon. This is all by rabbinic things, where the person is not actually in any violation. It's only that we're worried if you dance, you might come to fix a musical instrument. If you sit by the edge of a mavui, you might come to drop something and retrieve it without realizing that it's one rishus to the next rishus. Ava b'deoraisa, but if it was an actual biblical violation, lo, it would be a different thing. You would object and you would argue it out. Velohi, but it's not true. Loshna b'derabbanon veloshna b'deoraisa. It has nothing to do with whether it's biblical or rabbinic. It has to do with whether they will listen to you. Da'atosvis yom ha'kippurim de'oraisa hi. Adding on to Yom Kippur is biblical. You're not allowed to eat till the last minute. V'kochazina luhu de'koach li v'shasu ha'chatechshach. And we see that people eat and drink until it's dark. V'lo amrina luhu v'lo midi. And no one says anything. And the way it's brought in halacha is because better they should do it by mistake than they should do it on purpose, because Tosfos Yom HaKippurim is not clearly written in the Torah. And because it's not clearly written in the Torah, you can't show them a verse that clearly says it. So if they're in the habit of doing it and they won't listen to you, better they should do it by mistake. There's a lot to comment here. Very rich Gemara. Starting from the first case. Not allowed to dance on Shabbos and Yom Tov or clap. So there's a fascinating Ramah which says that nowadays, because we are not experts in fixing musical instruments, so in all likelihood, even if they would come to play musical instruments and it broke, we wouldn't know what to do anyway. The way you fix a musical instrument is after Shabbos you take it to the expert. And therefore, we're makel b'makom mitzvah. We allow these things if it's the place of a mitzvah. That's why we dance on Simchas Torah. That's why we're allowed to, some people will clap. They'll clap with a shinui in a slightly unusual way. But we are a little bit more lenient. And it's not because we're not going to listen. Because we are listening. We're listening to the Gemara. We're learning the Gemara. And we're seeing that there's something wrong here. And we're willing to correct it. But the reason we don't correct it b'makom mitzvah is because the ruling is that that's okay, because b'zman hazeh b'makom mitzvah, since we don't fix our own musical instruments, you're allowed to do that. The next case, you're not allowed to sit at the edge of a mavui, so some people invoke that rule not to play ball, to do something, let's say in a front yard, near the edge of an eruv, lest the ball go out of the eruv, and a person be tempted to bring it in. It's not really the same case. The case would be literally that he's sitting at the edge of the Eruv and it's going to roll out. But it is the same theme. And the third item of eating so close to Yom Kippur, so that really was the proof that even though something is biblical, but even if it's biblical, if the people will not listen, then you don't have an obligation to set them straight because they're not going to listen. Now, the way it's brought in halacha, the Ramah says you should object once. In other words, maybe on the off chance, maybe you're misreading them, maybe they will listen. I can tell you that I've experienced things that 7 years ago I commented on and met with enormous resistance. Now, 7 years later, they're being corrected. So, how do you know if you're supposed to or you're not supposed to? It's a very hard thing to judge. Also, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that if something's written in the Torah, then they're probably mizidim. They're probably doing it purposely, because who doesn't know a pasuk chumash? Nowadays, I don't know. I know a lot of people who don't know a pasuk chumash. We can't quote chapter verse so easily. So just because it's mefurish b'kra, it's clearly written in the Torah, doesn't necessarily mean that the person is doing it purposely. So there's a lot of room for discussion. But there is a principle. The principle is that if it's only going to make fights, then there is a degree of absolvement, in which you're not necessarily obligated to push through if it does not seem that they're going to listen. And that's this Gemara, that there are cases where silence is the way to go, and the Gemara is citing specific examples. Yashikoach, have a great day.